The Cleveland Orchestra's 100th season will be busy and challenging. In this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by Cleveland.com classical music critic Zach Lewis. Zach, you attended the orchestra's centennial season unveiling last weekend. One thing that stood out is the more visible role that music director Franz Welser-Most is taking on this year.
Yeah, he doesn't really address the public all that often. He's doing more so lately. He spoke from the podium, for instance, the other night at the concert, which is a rare thing and a very nice thing, I think. He spoke at length about his passion for music education, where he'd like to see the orchestra go in terms of artistry over the next few years, what he's already done with the orchestra during his tenure so far. And it was very genuine. He spoke with a lot of passion, some humor, which is a nice thing, always a nice touch, right?
What are some of the things, or at least one thing that's going to come up in this 100th season that you're looking forward to or that stands out to you?
Probably my favorite thing is right off the bat, the absolute first program. They are going to redo The Cunning Little Vixen, their opera production from a couple of years ago. I absolutely loved that. I was sorry to see it go in a way. I kept thinking, well, geez, I hope they can make something else out of this. They can bring it back in some way, maybe make a DVD of it, tour with it, something like that. So I'm very, very happy to see this production coming back and just having another chance to experience this wonderful digital human production that where there's kind of this overlap between digital projections and physical people singing and the Cleveland Orchestra together with that. It's just a totally immersive, amazing experience, unlike really any other sort of operative production I've ever seen. I'm also very excited about just the list of soloists and conductors. Every single one of them over the course of the whole season are just fantastic. I mean, it's like, oh, yes, 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 that's great. Oh, we haven't seen him or her in a while. Wonderful. You know, so typically you're looking over a season and it's kind of like, oh, who's that? I've never heard of them. Yeah, that'll be all right. You know, okay. This one, it's like every one of them in terms of their standing in the musical community is top-notch, just is wonderful. So no letdowns in any regard in terms of conductors or soloists over the whole season. They're also doing this, something called the Prometheus Project, where they're going to be taking a look at all of the symphonies of Beethoven and putting them in some context as well. For me personally, I feel like maybe another composer might have been a little more interesting. Mm-hmm. Beethoven is just heavily performed, heavily analyzed. Lots of orchestras do this. I feel like it's just a little overdone, perhaps.
Okay.
But that's my taste.
One thing that came about at the end of last year in December was that the orchestra is having some financial difficulties, a deficit. Did they talk about that at all?
No. Money was not discussed at this event. I wouldn't have expected them to go into any great lengths or certainly to trumpet the deficit fact. I think I might have expected them to talk a little bit about the endowment and the need for a larger endowment. Certainly it's been a high priority for the orchestra over the last few years. They've worked very hard, in fact, to increase the endowment substantially. They're still, to my knowledge, still actively engaged in that process. So I guess I would have expected them perhaps to outline some sort of vision for where they would like the endowment to be this year, next year, in the short term. And the long term as well, where they would like it to be 10 years from now, mm-hmm. That sort of thing. So that was a little bit of a surprise. And also, I think I might have expected them to engage their audience to that end and say, you know, this is what you could consider doing to help us reach this goal.
It was a $2.4 million deficit in 2016. That's what they reported.
Yes.
What about the Miami residency?
That's kind of still up in the air as of today. They could be announcing this just about any time now, but I believe they're going to be scaling back in Miami. They have not actually confirmed any of this, but this is sort of what I have gleaned. It seems that they will be not leaving Miami at all, but they're just sort of reducing the time that they spend there. Currently, that's 4 weeks every year.
Every year. And they've been doing that how long now?
Well, this is the 11th season.
Yeah. Okay. Centennial season, pretty big deal for the Cleveland Orchestra.
Sure.
Zach, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
That's Cleveland.com classical music critic Zach Lewis. At WKSU.org, he talks more about the orchestra's 100th season. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly check-in with Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it every Thursday during Morning Edition.